All right, everybody, Terrence Pop here with another episode that is
live from the lair.
Now it's
pre-recorded.
Yeah.
All right, now this next video, I'm just going to be honest. I received probably the same link from about four or five of the guys who watched the show, and it has something to do with unpaid labor.
Do you like stories about serial killers? What about psychics? How about a psychic serial killer with a conscience wiping out the filth of society?
Yeah!
If you thought Dexter was a great show that went soft in its final seasons, these are the books for you. Introducing The Jericho Files, written by an old infantry grunt who has seen evil firsthand and digested it into grade-A gore porn with five-star reviews all around. Click on the link tree in the Meat Gazer box and buy your copies today on Amazon, you filthy, dirty riggers.
I'm trying to wrap my head around this whole thing, and you have to be a special kind of stupid to not appreciate the fact, as a woman, that you have the luxury and the privilege to stay home and raise your children.
Let's pretend that's not true.
Yeah.
All right. Men, for the most part, would love to be able to spend more time with their kids, but reality is reality and they have to work.
Oh, geez, look at the time.
You're not getting out of this. Put on your work boots and your respirator. I had to pull a lot of strings to get him to hire an 8-year-old.
Don't make me go.
Now, if you're with a man that makes enough money where you can stay home and you don't appreciate it, what the hell does that say about you?
What are you?
An idiot sandwich.
Well, narcissist, selfish, that's two right there. Ignorant of the way the world works. They may or may not have, more than likely they have, drank from the Kool-Aid a little too long and too deep, i.e. the propaganda of the communism with tits, which is feminism, especially the feminism of today. It's even worse. But having, like, listen, all right, so you get to stay home, you have to take care of the house, take care of the kids, and then you're going to turn around and bill your husband for your quote-unquote unpaid labor.
The end, they throw the flag up and they tell you how much you owe them. And they'd like a tip with that, please.
Well, if you decide you're not happy and you want to leave, you get half of all of the shit anyway. So if you have a $400,000 house, $500,000 in a 401k, two cars, what have you, you're leaving with half of that 401k. Half the value of that house and one of those cars. If you don't, you know, keep the house outright, which I've seen many, many times, and it's actually quite common for the dude to be thrown into the street and the house going to the mother and the children.
I want a divorce! I want a divorce! The best years of my life slaving over a hot nest!
There's a lot of guys out there who are homeless because of that, and I was one of them. And gentlemen, if you're with a woman and you're thinking of getting married, you need to really ask some deep questions in regards to that, i.e., is she a feminist? I'm going to probably have to make a video in regards of probing questions you can ask to see if that's the case.
What are you?
And I'm going to be honest. There's a lot of women out there who say they don't identify as a feminist, but they do, because they drank the Kool-Aid while they were going to school, or they were exposed to it, and they now have that subroutine running in the back of their thinking meat. All right, so let's just get into this next one. It's just infuriating. All right, so we got a stay-at-home mom charges her husband $2,700 a week for unpaid labor. So let's just put a price tag on this. Okay, hang on, I got a calculator right here. All right, 2700 times 52 weeks, that's $140,000. $140,400.
Get the fuck out of here.
That's what she thinks her labor is worth a year. I can almost guarantee you her hubby doesn't make $140K. He probably pulls in somewhere between 70 and maybe up to 140, but more than likely it's 70 to 110. Unless he's self-employed and he's wealthy, but then the equations are incredibly complex for those guys. All right, so this is from April 28th, 2025. And she's being a stay-at-home parent can often be a thankless job. Yes, it is. It is a thankless job until you are old and your children take care of you.
If peeing your pants is cool, consider me Miles Davis.
That's when you get your thanks. It's just that simple. If you think you're going to get paid $2,700 a week for cleaning a house, doing some laundry, and making dinner and breakfast, because let's be honest, most stay-at-home mothers, they blow off lunch. They give them something that's pre-made or what have you. It is what it is. So she's saying, from the moment you get up in the morning to the moment you go to bed, you're either chasing after a child, preparing meals, or doing some sort of housework task. Okay, you're not wrong. The worst part, at the end of the week, there's no paycheck to look forward to. Actually, you have your husband's money.
Women.
Have you heard, my money's my money and your money is my money? That's a common mindset for the women of today. Okay, she's saying Amber Aubrey, a mom of two, starts charging her husband for the unpaid labor she performs around the house. She documented her discussion in a hotly debated TikTok video that has since racked up 4.2 million views. It's actually higher now. This came out, when is it? April 28th. It's May now, so it's about 2 months. Let's see. The work stay-at-home parent do it has real value, and researchers have actually put a price tag on it. So you can look this up. If you go to this website, I'm not going to do it here. You just go there, and it tells you how much you should be being paid for your unpaid labor. All right, now, if it was truly worth the value that they say it is, every woman out there would be a nanny or a housekeeper. Let me say that again. If these numbers are true, every woman out there would be a nanny or a housekeeper. Why are we not seeing a glut of nannies and housekeepers out there?
Well, I'll tell you why.
Because it's not worth the amount of money they're saying it is. Because that's easy money. It truly is. Now, I raised two kids. I spent many a day hanging out with them, doing all the stuff. It just is what it is. Did I think it was labor intensive? No. Did I enjoy every second of it? Yes, I did. And I'm going to be honest, if I could have spent more time around my kids, I would have. But circumstances, you know, shot me in the foot in that regard. It is what it is. All right, so this is just a short one here. Let's look at this other one from, this is from the New York Times from 2020. And in 2020, they're saying that all of the women in America, their unpaid labor is worth $10.9 trillion.
Get the fuck out of here.
Look at this. Imagine you hold a bucket big enough to hold all the money made in 2018 by the 50 biggest companies in the world. The $10.9 trillion that women don't earn would more than fill it. Okay. Again, you don't come here for me to read your shit. I'm not that guy. One, because I have dyslexia and I sound like an idiot. Two, it's mind-numbing and boring. But this is exactly what we're dealing with. All right? These women get to stay at home or do tasks around the house while the father or the husband works, and they might work jobs that are very risky. You know, watch the show Landman. People get smoked all the time out there digging for oil and gas. They die in mining accidents. They get fried by electricity with their linemen. Truck drivers crash. People get maimed. There's a lot of guys out there like, well, let's see, I could get into a pressure tank, spend a week and a half at 7 to 10 atmospheres, get into my dive suit, work underwater for 4 to 6 hours a day, and I may or may not get the bends, have a stroke, die. You know, my bones will wither away if I do it too long. Do you think that guy would love to do that forever or stay at home with his kids? I'm guessing, well, if he had the means, he would stay home with his kids because it's not that difficult of work. I'm sorry. And again, we have this graph down here of time spent each day doing unpaid labor. Men, it's just over 2.25 hours. Women, it's just over 4. Now, this is from 2020. All right, you'll see here South Korea, less than an hour, and women do a little over almost 4. Now, India, they have really big gender role differences there. The men almost do nothing, and the women do 5.5-6 hours a day. Again, staying home and raising your children is a privilege that men would, most men that I know would sacrifice a lot to be able to do that, and they don't get the chance. Just is what it is. But, I mean, this is the kind of shit that the newest feminism is going on about. Unpaid labor. Again, if you want to get paid for your labor, get a fucking job, and I dare you to charge $140,000 a year to be a nanny or a housekeeper and see how many jobs you get. It's probably none. All right, this last one, and then we'll call this a day. Now, this is from the Institute for Women's Policy Research. This is from January of 2020. This particular paper is 26 pages long, and it is nothing but an orchestra of cats and chainsaws screaming in the background about how unfair everything is to women. Straight up. The gender gap in unpaid household and care work across all demographic groups, women do more than men. All right. Well, when you come home, do the lights turn on, yes or no? Is the house warmer than the outside or cooler than the outside, yes or no? Is there food in the box that you get to eat every day, yes or no? Is that food cold, yes or no? Does the water still come when you turn the tap, yes or no? Is your insurance paid? Do you have a car, yes or no? If all of those are yes, and you're staying at home with your children, somebody is putting in the time to keep all that going.
You know how much I sacrificed?
And it is a huge slap in the face to come after the breadwinner because you have the privilege of staying home with your kids. Yes, you got to do some laundry. Okay, big deal. I'm a single man. I do all that shit for myself. It's not that big of a deal. It truly isn't. I cook my own meals. I do my own laundry. I fucking do all my maintenance on my cars. Not that big of a deal. If I had a dog, I'd take care of that as well. I mean, look at all of the detail they're going in here. They have bar graphs by age, men and women. They have it by race. Okay, look at the Hispanic. Women work more. Okay, whatever. 7.2 hours a day. The men are doing, you know, the women are doing 5.5. Women are doing 7.2 here. And the men are doing, you know, 3.8 half the time. Whatever. Because they're working at a job that pays money. And women get to stay home, raise their kid, and get paid in love. Listen, I've talked to, well, actually, I'm going to be honest. I've been at the deathbed for 8 different dudes. Some of them were good friends of mine. I got to hear all of their, you know, last-minute pleadings and the regrets, the tears, you know, how upset they were. And one of the main things was, I wish I had more time to spend with my kids. That says it all right there. What a bunch of ungrateful fucking bitches. Straight up. Straight up. Narcissistic, selfish, ungrateful bitches. There's truth to the saying that a woman will sacrifice her family for her happiness, and a man will sacrifice his happiness for his family. So please tell me which one of those two is more selfless. I'm just asking for a friend. Again, there's more graphs going, you know, my age, ethnicity, education levels. Again, they're saying it reduces women's employment options, earnings, economic stability. Okay, let's just get this straight. If a woman has a job, she can work it for 30 goddamn years. The business can go under. She can get fired or laid off. No repercussions. She's married to a man for 30 years. At a minimum, she's leaving with half his shit. Or she's going to leave with half his shit and a check for the rest of her life. Some states still have alimony for life after you've been married for 10 years. Again, you don't come here for me to read you all this shit. Okay, they're talking about a woman's health and overall well-being. Women live longer than men by about 4 years. Let me say that again. Women outlive men by about 4 years. So how is she suffering in health and well-being? It's bullshit. This is all smoke and mirrors designed to just fuck everyone up here. Here we go. U.S. public policies contribute to the devaluation of unpaid household and care work and the gender gap in this work. Okay, again, this is more trigger words. Very common shit feminism uses to sow division and claim the victim card. It is just disgusting. Social value, unpaid household care work, and promote it. Equitable distribution. Okay, so what they're bitching about is they want the man to work full-time, come home and do half of the work at home. So he's got to do one job and another job. How about he goes to work, he pays all the bills, you know, provides, protects for everyone in the household, and you shut your fucking mouth because you get to spend time with your kids. That's a privilege. Again, I've said that so many times. It's unbelievable. They just don't acknowledge this. Again, they're talking about ways to fix this problem. This is just disgusting. Oh, here we go. Appendix 6 tables. Again, race, income. I mean, look at all. I mean, this is like a thesis for a doctorate or something. They talk about the methodology. This is very common in anything that has statistics in it. Okay, here we go. Here's your stats right there, your numbers. All right. And then we're going to go through all the references. This is all of the shit that they pulled all of this out of. This is a dissertation. All right. Now here we go. The Institute for Women's Policy Research. And then we have Oxfam out of America. Whatever. All I can say is this. All right. Again, the women of current year are not marriage material. There's a few of them floating around out there. But I'm going to be honest. Do you want to risk walking across the minefield and wind up paying child support for 18 to 21 years and lose half your shit trying to play these games? No. Because even if you play these games, they're still going to cry a river and whine, bitch, and complain about it. Women thrive for drama. There's a reason soap operas have existed since we invented the radio, and they've been going on ever since. They just want to find the next thing to bitch about. Whine and complain and say the world's not fair and they're so oppressed. All right, if they were so oppressed, why are a majority of them fat? Why is the average work week for a woman 36 hours instead of 40 as it is for a man? Why is it women always seek out the comfy jobs, the desk jobs, the jobs that don't have to deal with uncomfort, dirt, or even death? They don't want any of that. But they sit there, whine and bitch and complain about every goddamn thing that's going on. Life is hard. Figure it the fuck out. And while you're at it, shut the fuck up. That's me. I'm out. Boom. Beer me.